I think a lot of people know that it's a place to go and learn about what was lost at District 6, but maybe don't recognize that important cultural role of current community building. The cookbook that has come out of that space is something that many people will be familiar with, but tell us a little bit more about the activities that happen around the site.
So the cookbook is a fantastic example because it really embodies how we work. So we work with our former residents, sometimes we call them old buddies, but they really work, come together, they remember stories around District 6, but they don't just remember for the sake of remembering, they actually really create. They remember and express their memories in a very creative way.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was about remembering food, remembering how important that was to the community, and understanding how recipes and, you know, vendors all anchored people in District 6. And so they produced these wonderful artworks, and out of the artworks came this idea of a cookbook. So we really believe that creative expression around the past is very important.
Now, Krishna, so much came to a standstill in the last couple of months, and you guys, I know, rely so heavily on foot traffic and the door takings to keep the project going. You're in a difficult position. So, I mean, sketch for us what it is that you're currently facing.
So, in the beginning of September, we essentially faced closure. We weren't able to pay salaries, maintain two buildings in the city. And so we really appealed to the public, and the public have been beyond fantastic. They have supported with a minimum amount to the maximum. And so there has been a lot of support. So we're able to keep open for the next 3 months. But as always, sustainability for your independent museum, it is uppermost in our thoughts. And so fundraising continues with concerts, with support from artists who will donate their services in the next few months. And so there are plans to fundraise, but we also want to assure the public the threat was very real. We're not out of danger, but we are definitely not going to close. There's no way the museum can close.
That's such a relief, because there is it cannot be allowed to happen. Krishna, you had this wonderful, ironic, cynical, but lovely concept of the love letters. For those who are not familiar with what that term signified in the days of the forced removals, won't you explain to us what the love letter campaign was all about?
So in the beginning of the museum's years, the ex-residents used to come in and talk about this love letter. You know, everybody was always looking for a love letter. And it dawned on everybody that what they were referring to as the love letter was actually the eviction notice that the state handed to them. And so, you know, it was a District 6 of Cape Town, in a way, a very joking way of sort of like alluding to this thing that was ripping their lives apart.
Yeah.
And so the love letter concept is something that for a lot of District 6s is a source of pain, but we want to say, let's reshape that, let's remake that, and send a love letter to the District 6 Museum. We need our doors to remain open, and you can send us your love.
You can also visit online now, because you've moved your bookstore and the Little Wonder store online. Just in closing, won't you tell us what you can buy there?
So you can buy the whole range of books around District 6. So authors like Richard Reeve, our Food and Memory Cookbook. We have a beautiful, beautiful Hayscom-based product range, which really comes out of the Food and Memory Project. And so ladies have created aprons, tea towels, whole homeware and kitchen range. And we think it's fantastic. So we really encourage people to visit the site and buy there.
Are you back open for visitors now that lockdown has eased?
So we will open for October, but because of the restrictions, we will be, manage financial restrictions mostly. We'll be open 4 days of the week. Our new booking times will be on Quicket, so people can go to Quicket. We want to encourage people to use the online sort of platform just to sort of make sure we have cashless transactions and ensure everybody's health and safety at the same time.
I'm sure there'll be many people happy to hear that you're back open for business though. And Krishna, let's hope you stay open. I know Cape Town won't allow you to go under. It cannot be allowed to happen. And I'm so glad to hear that the love letters have been pouring. And the final thing is, if somebody wants to send you a love letter or buy a ticket, where tickets are on Quicket. Where can they go to make a contribution?
So if people just go to the museum's website, they'll see the donations tab, and we'll give you all the information.
And that website is district6.co.za. Krishna Julius, the acting director, thank you so much for joining us.